Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And today we're taking a look at James chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. I want to go ahead and read these verses for us and then look at a few things that we can take away from these verses. So starting in verse 4, James writes this. He says, "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says, without reason, that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But God gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble." And so there's three things that I want us to briefly look at from this passage. The first one is this, is that as followers of Jesus, those of us who are believers, James says that we are not to be friends with the world. Because by being friends of the world, we actually set ourselves up and becomes enemies of God. Now, this doesn't mean that we need to completely remove ourselves from all social settings and our jobs and our friends and just completely isolate ourselves. No, what Scripture teaches us is that we are to be in the world, but not of the world. That we are to be salt and light in the world. We are to be the hands and feet of Jesus, but we're not to be conformed to the world. I love how Paul puts it in Romans chapter 12. He says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world." Meaning don't conform to the ways of this world, the value system of the world, the way of thinking, but instead be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so as believers who are living in the world, who are called to be salt and light, who are called to fulfill the Great Commission and to make disciples, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're not to be friends with the world and set ourselves up against God. But then secondly, what we see here from this passage in verse 5 is that God is jealous for us. And this isn't an unhealthy jealousy, but it's God's deep desire to have a relationship with us. God has a desire to be the most important thing in our life. And it's not because God is petty and controlling, but he knows that he alone can satisfy our greatest needs and our greatest desires. And that if we are looking to anything or anyone else to give us purpose and peace and joy in this life, man, we're going to come up empty-handed. He alone is the one who can meet the needs in our life, which is why he is jealous for us. This is a loving jealousy that draws us to himself. But then finally, what we see in verse 6, it says that God gives us more grace. That even when we fall short, even when we mess up, even when we turn away from him, God's grace continues to abound. God's grace is made perfect in our weakness. And if James finishes by saying that God opposes the proud, but he shows favor to the humble. God works against, God opposes those who are arrogant, who are prideful, who think that they don't need God, but that they are God, that they can call the shots, that they know what's best. God opposes them, but he shows favor to the humble, to those who come before him with a posture of humility, acknowledging that they desperately need God. That they can't do it on their own, that they need a savior. God shows them grace and mercy and favor. And so today we want to take some time just to come before the Lord, to humble ourselves and to seek him, because we know that he alone can satisfy our heart. He alone can satisfy our soul. And so I want to pray for us and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so, God, we thank you for the promise that when we come before you with humility, when we come before you in our brokenness and our need, God, that you show us favor, that you lavish grace and mercy on us in our time of need, that we can come boldly before you. And so, Lord, we don't want to be conformed to the world. We don't want to chase after things that don't satisfy us. God, we know that you alone can give us what we need, that you alone satisfy the desires of our heart and our soul. And so, Lord, help us to rest in that today. Help us to turn to you and to turn away from all the things in this world that we're tempted to chase after and pursue. Help us to fix our eyes and our gaze on you today. It's in the name of Jesus that we ask these things and that we pray. Amen.